So my name is Alex Paschurkowski, and this is my UR neuro story. A little bit of background. I went to medical school at the University of Connecticut, and it was through my rotations there that I was first exposed to child neurology in my third and fourth years, and had the privilege of working with a very diverse and skilled child neurology division there. And one of my early mentors was an epileptologist named Philip Brunkwell, who saw an enormous number of patients and also maintained an active clinical research project. And I was fortunate to work with him on an early project on brain malformations. And that was really my first taste of what research in child neurology could be. And it was also around this time that a lot of the modern genetics of child neurology was emerging. So I also worked with Fran DiMario, who was their neurogeneticist and still is in Hartford, Connecticut, and really gave me a model of what a clinical neurogeneticist does. And at that point, I decided I wanted to train both in child neurology and in genetics. So I stayed in Connecticut for my pediatrics training and additionally for my medical genetics training as well. And I trained under Robert Greenstein, who before he retired was the head of the medical genetics division at the University of Connecticut. And once I finished my genetics training, I then moved to St. Louis to do my child neurology training at Washington University, where I stayed for several years. And it was a wonderful experience, again, a completely different institution. I was able to do my clinical training as well as have funded support for research through the NSADA program, and that really allowed me to have protected research time. I did a couple of postdocs with Bill Dobbins, who was then at the University of Chicago, and then I relocated to his new lab in Seattle for about a year and a half before coming to Rochester. Early conversations with Jonathan Mink really helped attract me to this institution. I have to say that Rochester was the only university that gave me what I would call a mature position, where I was ready to come in and be an attending neurogeneticist to support the development of a neurogenetics program, and also support my growing research program at that point. So I've been very happy with settling here. I also had a family in the area for many years, so Rochester was sort of a city we already knew very well. Since arriving here, I have many, many new collaborators. This has really been an additional training for me in neuroscience, working with Mark Halterman and Handy Gelbard, as well as others in our neuroscience group. Also, many collaborators in autism research here in developmental pediatrics and psychology, as well as, of course, epilepsy and movement disorders, where there are a lot of great projects that we're working on, too. Additionally, I've been able to build some collaborations with computer science across the street, looking at ways of analyzing our quantitative data. And we are simply very busy, and I'm very happy to be here in town. We've also grown our neurogenetics consultation service to be a full clinic with a genetic counselor, as well as support from a nurse practitioner. We have a team that I think works very well together. We see children with a variety of diagnoses, and there's always very interesting cases that we can have for teaching for residents and fellows. So that's my story of how I arrived here in Rochester. Thank you.